Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the On The Box podcast, a television show podcast on the Anfield Index podcast channel. And today we're not really covering any kind of a show. We do this every couple of months, you know, we shoot the breeze, I get a guest on, talk about what we've seen so far this year, cover off a few things, look at what we're looking forward to, and then what we really need to watch that's out already, but we just haven't had a chance to watch it. So, joining me, my partner in crime on the box nowadays, OTB as I call it, Joey Connors. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Gags. Yourself?
I'm good, man. We were supposed to record Friends, but these things happen. We get, you know, scheduling conflicts and stuff like that. We'll do that next week at some point. We're really looking forward to that. But this is interesting because I think a lot of people, we watch a lot of TV, and a lot of people like to see, you know, oh, what have you watched? What have you done? What is there coming up? What should we be looking forward to? So there's loads of stuff like that. And I just think, me and you, I mean, I don't know, do you get to watch a lot of TV still?
I do, and it's usually late at night. Anybody who knows me knows I have two little kids, so it takes up a lot of my time. But I DVR everything, and I can flip through commercials, so all that really helps. So yeah, right now I do still get the chance to watch a decent amount of TV.
Me too. Now that, you know, I don't have that other job that does my head in, I try and watch shows to try and cover stuff off for this show, you know, and it becomes a kind of a job type thing, which is great. Who wouldn't like to watch TV?
Yeah, very good point.
But now I just need it to pay, right? Get it to pay me for doing this. Mm-hmm. I need to find a sponsor for this show. Anybody out there want a sponsor on the box? Let me know. We'll do even more. Anyway, stop whoring yourself out, Tandon. So come on then. Let's talk about what we've watched so far this year. Let's say a couple that we've both watched, we've done shows on. The OA was mm-hmm. one this year, wasn't it? Really, right at the start. We've both done Master of None. Have you watched that?
You know what? I haven't. It's piqued my interest because I really like Aziz Ansari, but I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet. I know you're a huge fan of it. I know Justin Wells is a huge fan of it. And I love the fact that it takes place in New York City, which is my second home. But I have not gotten around to watch it, but I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, and we've done a show on it, so go and listen to that if you want to know more about what we think of this show, because there's no point in me repeating myself totally on this. We both watched 13 Reasons Why, for sure. We've got a show
Brilliant,
on that.
Yeah.
Go and check that. Yeah, absolutely must watch, isn't it? For many
yes.
different reasons. Did you watch Sneaky Pete?
No, not my type of show. I know a lot about it because a lot of people talk about it, but not really my type of thing. But I heard it's really good.
Yep, there's a show on that with me and Jim Fishock. Go and check that out as well. What type of stuff have you seen then this year? I think we're not going to have the same. We're only going to have a couple of things that match.
Yeah, a lot of that is it's the British thing, and the although that's, I guess that's not really even an issue anymore because you guys all have the same shows basically now, both of us.
I don't watch anything British.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you really don't. Which is funny because do you watch Sherlock?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. So the show that I would recommend to anybody right now, and season 5 just finished our time yesterday. I've told you this before. I don't think you watched it, but The Americans is my favorite show on TV, and that's saying a lot because, again, oh, wow. like you already said,
really?
I do. It's that good of a show, and there's only one more season. So I like how they're not drawing it out just to make money. It's coming to a conclusion, but it's just so good, and it's not what you guys think it is. It's about Russian spies living in America and during the Cold War time. It's so well written, so well acted. I never thought, I can't remember her name now. Oh man, the lead actress in that show. Oh, it doesn't matter. I never thought she was a great actress until I started watching that show. No, she's younger. Matthew Rhys plays the husband. She's a famous person. Now it's just going to drive me crazy. So in the show, her name is, they're the Jennings family. So her name in this, it's Kerry Russell. Duh. Most people know Kerry Russell from some TV show, but she plays the main female. So that is my favorite show.
Planet of the Apes. Okay. Felicity. She's been in. Yeah.
Felicity was the big one that most Americans would know. I don't know about Brits, but most Americans would know. Planet of the Apes for sure. Okay. So obviously Game of Thrones is going to start. I know you and I both watched that. Super excited for that. I love Supernatural. I'm a massive sci-fi type fan. So Supernatural's in like its 13th season. It's been on forever. If anybody's stuck with it, they're gigantic fans. It has a huge following. The Leftovers on HBO.
I need to watch The Leftovers. And I think I saw 5-6 seasons of Supernatural.
I remember we had this. Yeah, you should go back to that because it really is good writing. But The Leftovers is a big mindfuck. People like to compare it to Lost. Obviously, you know why? Because it's Damon Lindelof, the connection. I don't like the comparison, but I'll tell you what, it is a insane show. And that is actually ending. I think it's got one more episode, and that's it. It's 3 seasons.
I'm gonna get to that as well. So you enjoyed that one.
Then you very much so.
So Game of Thrones is coming. So we'll go to what's coming later. Yeah. Leave that till the last part of what we're looking forward to. So what else have you watched this year then? Cause I'm going to go through a whole list and you're going to be like, what the fuck, gags?
Yeah. No, I have a decent amount too. So Legion, I love Legion, was on FX.
I haven't finished that yet.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Legion is so good. You have to stick with it because if you just watch the first few episodes, it's a bit confusing. And most people who listen to me and hear me on the comic pod know I have that background, but it's definitely not a comic book show like the ones on CW and stuff like that. It's excellent. So stick with that. Tyrant. I loved Tyrant and they went and fucking canceled it on me. I don't know. Yeah, it's a great show. It's in the Middle East. It's a fake Middle Eastern country, but it's a lot of the stuff that's troubling their nails with the show's about. Unfortunately, they did cancel it, after 3 fucking seasons. Now, I don't know if somebody picks it up. They haven't yet. I'm really hoping they do, but they haven't yet. Taboo first season I really enjoyed with, Tom Hardy. That was really good. I wasn't sure about that. Second season's already been renewed, so I'm happy about that. That I didn't waste my time. Obviously, Westworld, which we did a pod on.
That was last year, though, right? Or did it finish this year?
It might have been 16. You're right.
Yeah.
So technically, that's not on there. What else do I got? I actually enjoy. Well, I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That just finished. Its I haven't finished season.
You know what? I only started when the Ghost Rider stuff was happening at the start.
Yes.
Kind of put me off.
It was going
all over the place, you know, the show was. Yes. And I thought, well, what's going on here? So is it worth me going downloading them and watching them?
Yeah, it actually bounced back big time. Came up, the writers bounced back because I think what happened is they were kind of put on the spot and said, hey, if you don't come up with the goods, you're going to get canceled. And they didn't. They renewed it. So it wasn't a late renew either. It was a definite.
Yeah,
because
I know
renewal.
You love Chloe Bennett. Come on, man. You know.
Yes, Chloe Bennett. If anyone knows,
she is amazing. She is amazing.
Yes, she is my favorite woman, maybe on earth, other than my wife. Don't get me wrong. I'm married to a beautiful woman. But I have not to get all weird. But I love Asian women and Asian women. If you say Asian women in America, it doesn't always mean the country of India. So you have to be careful what you say. Americans, a lot of Americans, it's sad to say, don't even know India would be considered Asian, but my wife is Asian.
Asia is huge, dude.
Yes, but you'd be surprised how many people have no clue. They think Asian, they think of China, Japan, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm a big Chloe Bennett fan. She's gorgeous, and she's a pretty good actor. I'll give her credit. She's not just a pretty face. She's really, really good. I still am watching Blindspot, enjoying Blindspot. I watched that season finale. That's gotten better from when it started. Usually I'm not a network TV guy as much. I need more racy stuff, more drama. I like the cursing. Into the Badlands is what I'm trying to get you to watch, which is just really good.
I've seen the first few episodes of that. It is interesting. It is good, but I just need to go back and get into it.
A lot of killing.
Loads of violence.
That's correct. You
want to cover that on the show, don't you?
I really do. I would love to
cover
it.
Cam Brinks loves it as well. He does.
Oh, that'd be perfect. It's such a great show. I mean, if you think the Game of Thrones fight scenes are good, this show blows that away.
Oh, no. They are really well choreographed.
The training. Oh, yeah. The training.
You know what I did? I watched the first two episodes or three episodes straight after Iron Fist. And Iron Fist just looked stupid. I swear to God, Iron Fist just looked like, eh? Oh, shit. This is mad.
It is, and I that's one I still need to watch. That's for you, Joseph Cousins, because he's nagging me about watching it. I just, after I saw the reviews, and I know you're not supposed to do this, I'm a big Iron Fist fan in the comics. It just doesn't look like they did Iron Fist, the main character, Danny Rand, any justice. So I'll get around to watching it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm not in a rush because it doesn't look good, and that's a shame because I think they could have done better. What else have I been Supergirl. I get made fun of for Supergirl. It's probably the last campy show I have on my list. And it's up and down for me.
The girls love it, but it just doesn't do it for me. You know, I only watch it because the girls are watching it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
It doesn't hook me. The Flash hooks me. You know?
See, you know what? I don't watch The Flash. There's the CW. Well, it's weird because Supernatural is on the CW. Mm. And I used to watch Legends of Tomorrow. I stopped watching that. It just got too corny. And Supergirl's right on the precipice of doing the same thing. It's just too campy. I look at Supergirl, and maybe this is my problem, but I look at it from a comic book show, from a comic book. And it's like Superman. She's virtually impossible to get across on a TV show. It's just too hard.
No,
you'd have to have an HBO or a Netflix to it,
Flash,
or it's not good.
This last season was dark, man.
Stu from the Comic Pod talks about it all the time, and he's another one who yells at me for not watching it.
Now, you should try it. I mean, the problem is there's so much to watch, right?
That's the problem, yeah.
But it's so okay for 1 hour, you know, if you get an hour anywhere at night, just switch it on and just start getting through it. It's a really easy watch, Joey. Arrow,
it's kind of like
better than
Arrow.
I prefer it to Arrow.
See, I don't watch Arrow either.
Yeah, you need to watch them both really together if you watch them because they cross over.
Okay.
But anyway, that is like mental. You'll be taking forever. I mean, let's just talk about some of the ones that I've watched then. So we've done the OA Westworld series of Unfortunate Events. My girls loved it. I've sat down and watched that with them. It was good. It was fun. A lot of fun.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I didn't
it's on
see
Netflix.
It.
It's really good. Travelers. This is a bit of a different one, more sci-fi type. So if I'll give you a bit of a synopsis, I've watched this and there was a couple that asked for it as an OTB, but I just haven't found a person who's watched it. I don't think it is a Netflix original. It's for the UK, it's on Netflix, but it's aired somewhere else in the US. But it's basically about people from the future being able to travel back in time. But what they do is they only travel back into bodies of people. So they can actually take over a person's body, but they only get back into people's bodies that they know are going to die. So because they've times passed, they've got records of what time everyone's died and what day, or, you know, what time they died, they passed away on, and they've recorded it all. They can go back to that exact time when that person's about to die and jump into their body. So basically that person kind of lives, but doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the person from the future taking over that body. So their whole life changes. So that person carries on living. He goes into this family or whatever, but he doesn't know anybody. You know, it's a totally different person, and it's just dead weird and freaky. But as the show goes on, it gets better, and the penultimate episodes are like a plane crash one. I really enjoyed that one, and it gets better, and it all leads up to something happening. Why these people are coming back to save certain things in time? Do you get what I mean?
It does sound interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch if you like sci-fi and stuff. It's good.
See,
it's nothing.
I do. That
it's
might
not
be
like
rid
mind-bending, though. It's not like Westworld, where you know you're like, "What the fuck?" But
oh yeah, every but episode's like that.
Yeah, but this isn't like that, and it's not like a major 20 episode season. It's a 12-13 episode season. It's on. You'll have to find it. I don't know if it's on US Netflix, but yeah, I liked it. Because I just found the premise of it interesting, you know, how people doing this and that and moving. And then obviously you get into you try and look at it from the person's point of view that's come back. Or sorry, the family's point of view. They've got this person living with them, but the personality's totally changed. So
that's crazy.
It's just dead weird, and how it all boils out, and you know, things and people living lies, you know, a bit like Sneaky Pete. People are living lies, so it's quite interesting. But there's loads of action and stuff like that that are basically taking over FBI agents that have died, so stuff like that. Okay. So they're part of the FBI, so it's really, really interesting. So that's a good one. The People versus OJ Simpson, it's old, but I only watched it this year. I thought that was good, but obviously a lot of people saying the story and that it wasn't.
You know what's funny about that is that it did really well with TV awards, but there's actually a better, now I don't know if you know, you obviously know what ESPN is, but did you ever hear of 30 for 30? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, they do the best sports documentaries, don't they?
They did OJ's. That's what you have to watch. That is phenomenal. It blows that show on FX out of the water.
And it's just one documentary, like a two-hour thing.
I think it's a few parts, but yeah, it's hours. Nothing really, really long, because they only do usually hour shows, but I think they did that in two parts. It's really good. Really, really good.
Okay. The next one was The Get Down. Again, based in New York. Yep. Oh, God. I always forget who the guy was that made this, but he's a very, very famous guy. Baz Luhrmann, is it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
But basically,
the guy who created the show?
He's a writer, but he's directed this. So he basically wrote The Great Gatsby, Moulin Rouge, Australia. He's like part of all these big movies, you know, as a screenplay writer.
And Baz Luhrmann.
I didn't know how to say his surname. Yeah. Sorry, that's him, yeah. And he's created this show called The Get Down. It's all based in New York back in the 70s.
Yeah. In the Bronx,
so all the hip-hop artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shaolin Fantastic, and it's just like Grandmaster Flash?
Yes, so someone plays it's Grandmaster good. Flash. I watched a few episodes of it. It's good.
So it's been cancelled already, which is a shame, but it's only like one season long. But if you're interested, it's definitely worth watching, because I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it had its quirks. It was really good. Like the Guild of Music Supervisors, it's won a couple of awards as well. So, if you want to give something like that a go, it's musical based, but it's quite cool as well. Go and watch that. There's something called Girl Boss. I don't know if anyone's seen that. That's on Netflix as well. It's about a fashion. I just saw it turn up one night on Netflix and I watched it, and I ended up carrying on watching it because it's about Nasty Gal. I don't know if you've heard of the fashion.
Yes.
The shop in, the store.
Entrepreneur.
So it's about that entrepreneur. Yes. Now, people say it's based on the book and all this. I just found the character really quirky when I watched the first episode. Not only that, it also kind of mimicked parts of my life, because if you think about AI, I had to go really out of the box and say, I want to do something for myself. I want to create a stat site. I want to do something. And, you know, I want to get it out there. And it's a website, it was online. And she also was doing something similar, but she was doing it on eBay. But again, she was doing it way ahead of me, earlier on. So it just, And obviously, she made billions, and I didn't, but or millions, hey, or whatever.
Yeah, still, you may still.
Well, who knows? But the point is that there was parts of it where she had to give up a job, and she said, right, I'm going to go for this. I'm really going to do it. And then just all the, you know, all the steps that you get to somewhere. So that was interesting. So if you like stuff like that, go and give it a watch. I know a couple of other that have watched it as well. They thought it was okay. Nina was one of them. She liked it.
She did like it, yeah. So I tweeted about it.
Yeah, so it's really quirky character. So it was good. Ultimate Beastmaster. I don't know if anyone's heard of this.
I have, I don't think I have.
It's on Netflix, and, Tony Cruz is like the host of it.
Ah.
Right? Okay. But Sylvester Stallone's one of the executive producers. And it's basically, it's a game show where it's all about...
Oh, I know. It's fitness.
You've got to get through, like, they've got this the beast. And it's just amazing, like, what do you call them?
It's like Ninja Warrior,
course.
Right?
It's like an assault course. You've just got to beat the assault course, basically. But it's mental, like it saps you big time. You've got to be super, super human fit to beat it. And it's just fun. It's just fun to watch with my girls. We just loved it. People falling off stuff, you know. Not quite Takeshi's Castle. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's more serious, real serious stuff. Again, Master of None, Power. We did a show on that. I caught up with that this year. Big Little Lies. Don't know if you've seen that.
I saw you tweeting about it. I know what it is. I have not seen the whole thing.
Good show. Probably do a show with Justin about it. It was a good show. Okay. The ending especially is very good. Billions, I've caught up with season 2. I'm going to do a show on that soon, so I won't talk too much, but I love that show. That show
a lot of people love that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. Like, they are just amazing, both of them.
Yeah.
Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti is just, Giamatti, sorry, is amazing in it.
Yeah. They're basically both really, really good. And
Maggie Siff as well.
She's
great. Have you heard of Maggie Siff as well?
Absolutely.
She's fucking fantastic. Right, the last two. Riverdale, again, another CW show, so you don't like stuff like that. But
That threw me off when you told me you were watching that. The first thing I thought of in my head was like, what the fuck is he watching that for?
Yeah, so, I just saw
but
it.
I heard it's good. So.
Yeah, it's good. I put it on... It's on Netflix, right? So something comes up on Netflix, and you may like this. So I click it, and then I watch one episode, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to stick with this. And I really enjoyed it. It's more like college student type stuff, but I've said this before. The reason why it clicked with me was because it's based on Archie's comics, and
yes,
I can't believe loads of people do not know what Archie's comics are, and like... As a kid,
I got to be honest with you. I was surprised that you knew what it was.
Really?
Every American knows who he is because it's kind of how they started as like your 1950s corny America.
Yeah.
But when you said
Archie's
that you
Digest,
knew that, I was like,
right?
"Wow, I'm surprised."
There used to be digests, like
yes,
big,
absolutely,
ones.
Yeah.
And I used to collect them because whenever I used to go to India, on the train stations they'd be selling absolute truckloads of them for cheap. And the train journeys from Delhi, New Delhi to Punjab were 6-7 hours long.
Yeah.
So to shut me up, my parents used to just buy me like 10 comics. But they weren't comics. They were fucking digests, man.
They're
like
really thick. Yeah.
Really thick. And oh my God, not only would the train journey last, but I would just sit in my room wherever I'm going and be so antisocial and just read these. So I am so totally connected to Archie, Veronica, Betty and Jughead, you know? Absolutely, totally connected. So when I was watching this show, whether it's corny or not, once I started watching it and I saw these characters come to life on screen, and I just thought, I am not putting this down now. Because, do you get what I mean? It reminded me of the affinity of my childhood, and I thought, I'm going to stick with it. This is too cool for me not to. So yeah, that was one of the reasons. And maybe if I find some people that watch the show, we'll do an OTB on it. And recently, Bloodline came out, season 3, the final season, Bloodline, came out on Netflix last week. Absolute major disappointment.
Really?
Yeah, did not enjoy it. I enjoyed the first 2 seasons, even though it's a slow burn show.
It is.
And it's more about family and all about drama and a build to something, right? And I thought the second season was better because of what happens at the end of the first one. I won't spoil it until we do a show on it. But I thought the third season, I don't know, have you watched the first 2 seasons?
I have, and it's a good cast as well, so that's why I'm surprised that season 3 wasn't good.
No, dude, don't get me wrong, the acting is phenomenal. They are great actors. They do not mess up their role at all. The sister's not even in it for half the season.
Yeah. What, Diana? Or?
Yeah, she's not even in it for half the season, so it's like, what the fuck? So, so it's just the two brothers, basically, and you're just like, well, this is a bit fucked up. And then the way they end it as well, I just wasn't pleased with what was going on in it, you know? The ending wasn't good enough for me either as a payoff.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so I'm not going to spoil it for you because I do want you to watch it because you might totally disagree with me and then we could do a show on it. That is pretty much what we've watched a fucking lot of stuff.
Actually have a few more.
Go on then.
I have Fresh Off the Boat,
I need to watch that and Silicon Valley.
I fucking love Fresh Off. Fresh Off the Boat reminds me of my in-laws and basically my wife's family. The mother from that show is my mother-in-law to a T. So me and my wife get a kick out of I don't do a whole lot of comedy. I love comedy stand-up, but I don't usually watch comedy because there's not much to it.
No.
It's just comedy, so it's like whatever. But that show, I love. Quantico, which I know you dropped out of.
Should I go back?
Still I personally would. I'm a big fan of Priyanka Chopra.
Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah. She's beautiful. She is smoking hot.
And she's a great actress, by the way.
I'll tell you what.
In Bollywood. I don't know about Hollywood, but in Bollywood, she's great.
That's what I was getting to. When I first started watching it, obviously she's going to have an accent. And I was like, I don't know if because you're used to her, seeing her from Bollywood. I've never watched. I watched a few things Bollywood, but nothing really like
I'm
probably
really
like
put
yourself.
Off by her accent, mate, I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not just okay. It's,
really
it's not just me then.
She's really putting it on.
Yes, so. That's what I thought too. So I thought it was just me. It's not though.
No, it's not. And maybe that is the way she talks in an American accent, but.
Yeah.
For me.
But I'll tell you, it gets much better. You should go back to it.
Okay. Okay, I will do.
It gets better, and the storytelling gets edgier. It gets darker, and there's a mystery to it, which has really kept me on. Let me see what else. I talked about Badlands. Preacher. Preacher first season was awesome. Second season coming up, and then we'll get to that, but that's another one that I watched was awesome. And yeah, I think that's it because I know we're going to get to what we're looking forward to.
So yeah, what I need to watch. So we've talked about a few of them already. Handmaid's Tale.
Oh man, have you watched Handmaid's Tale?
No, I need to watch it. That's what I'm saying. This is my need to watch list.
if you need to get on that and you need to get on it now because that might be number 3 behind The Americans and Game of Thrones for me.
Really?
Man, the premise of the show is unlike anything that I've ever seen, and that hooks me right away.
And how many episodes is it nearly finished?
I can't remember. I don't want to say the wrong number.
Oh, it's okay. It's not a test.
I like being prepared.
Oh, don't be silly. We've done this off the cuff, people. We've done this totally off the cuff.
Just so you guys know, we really did. We're not lying about this. We literally just put this... we were like you said in the beginning, Gags, we were supposed to do Friends. It didn't happen. No big deal. We'll do it another time. Oh, damn it. There's a decent amount of episodes. I'm just – you know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to say because I don't want to sound like an idiot. But it's an awesome –
10 episodes.
Awesome show.
I think it ends on 14th of June, so they're not finished yet. So
yeah,
that's
no, it's
probably,
definitely not finished yet.
I'm probably going to start it around the 14th of June, right? So
you have
10th,
to
because I'm gonna I'm to gonna yeah it. I am gonna binge it.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm gonna binge it.
It's so. That good, man. The premise of it is really cool.
Then we'll kick it off.
I want
to watch American Gods. I'm waiting for that to finish too.
The only reason I'm not watching it is because I read the book and the book was awesome. And
they'll ruin it.
That's exactly. That's it. Yeah, a guy I really trust about TV is Stu again, who I brought up earlier. He's liking some and not liking some. But again, he didn't read the book, so I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah, you just wait till I watch it and I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, tell me.
Powerless, have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, 50s show.
Yeah. It's a DC show, right?
Wait, no. You're talking. You said Powerless. I'm sorry, not Power.
No.
Yeah, that is. That's another CWDC show.
Oh, God, you stay away from that then.
I'll tell you what, it looks corny to me.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody else. I'm sure it'll have its fan base, just like Legends of Tomorrow does. But it looks like they push too hard for that, in my opinion, and it just looks dumb. But that's just one man's opinion, I guess.
Okay, cool. Sense8 season 2. Unfortunately, it's been cancelled. I watched season 1 of Sense8 on.
Yeah, it just got cancelled recently.
It just got cancelled. I just retweeted it now. But I will finish it off because I did think it was decent. Once it got going, it was a bit slow, but then it was. I love the music in it and everything. I think it was quite good. So I want to finish that off. Leftovers, like you said. The Americans, like you said. And Glow. Have you heard of Glow coming on Netflix?
I have. Yeah, and
Gorgeous,
you know what,
Ladies of Wrestling. Just
yes,
because when I was a kid, it used to be on ITV.
It was. It was a big thing. The only thing is it's a comedy, and comedies don't hook me like a drama or a thriller, or that's why I'm not that excited about it. But I did read a large synopsis of it, and it does sound interesting. And it's a Netflix show, which is just they're done better nowadays. So
they are. They spend more money on them. And they have a bit more leeway rather than a network, so you know they might be a bit edgier, you know? That's what I like about some of the Netflix shows. So, okay.
Yes.
So that's what we need, both of us think we need to watch. Is there anything that's out there right now that you haven't watched that you think you need to watch already? I'm looking forward to. So something like maybe I think we said, you ain't going to watch Riverdale.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching Riverdale. You can tell me it's the best show on earth, and I'm not fucking watching Riverdale. So, I think the only thing in that category for me would be Iron Fist. That's it.
Yes,
I have
you
not
need
watched
to watch
it yet.
Oh, Travelers.
Yes, Travelers and Iron Fist. But cool. Again, I'm not honestly from what you explained, Travelers. I would probably want to watch that before Iron Fist. That sounds more appealing.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Totally fine, because you know everything about Iron Fist anyway. You don't even have to watch it. But it's more like
I don't
people,
have to watch
it's like
it. It's
us,
like a fucking...
It's like people like me who never know anything about Iron Fist. It just gives me an introduction to character. Obviously, a really shit way of getting introduced to a character, but...
Unfortunately, yeah, because he is written really well by... Ed Brubaker did a really, really good arc on him. And if you got into that comic, you would love it. And then I bet you if you watch that TV show, you go, what the fuck is this?
Oh, God. Right, yeah. Well, talking about Marvel, Iron Fist, looking forward to... Ooh, in fact, are you watching anything right now? Because I'm watching Better Call Saul and House of Cards Season 5. Is there anything you're watching currently? Handmaid's Tales 1.
Handmaid's Tales 1. The Americans just literally finished last night, so that was another... A lot of shows have already finished, and we've talked about them because we're in that in-between, and a lot of them don't start up.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about the upcoming now?
Yeah, we'll do upcoming now, yeah, because there's a massive list of upcoming shows.
Yeah, so one of the big ones is maybe what you were just going to touch on and when you said Marvel. That's Defenders, which
is
– I'm really looking forward to that just because –
Punisher straight after it as well.
Yeah, you know what? I do like the Punisher. I do like the action. Again, you have to understand me to understand why I think shows are not as good as others because it's comics. I'm always going to be jaded because it's like one of my all-time favorite pastimes is reading comics. So I do like it, but I don't think it's as good as it could be. I'll say that. And most people would disagree with me, but I'm okay with that. But yeah, definitely looking forward to Defenders. There's a show coming out. I think it's called, I want to say Ozark with, it's going to be on Netflix with, Jason, what the hell is his name? I can't remember his name either. It's brand new coming on in the summer. It's
Jason Bateman.
Yes. And it's not, and the reason it caught me, I read a long synopsis, and the reason it caught me is Jason Bateman usually does comedy. Mm. Well, this is not a comedy.
No.
It's almost like a gangster type movie. So he's like an accountant, like a big time accountant, and he's basically skimming off of a drug dealer. So he has to move his family to the Ozarks. which, if people don't know, is a place in America. It's like a ritzy type area. So that's the premise of the show. I'm looking forward to that. Snowfall, which is looking really cool.
What's that about?
It's on FX, which I have a history of liking FX, obviously, with Americans, Legion, Taboo, and Tyrant were all FX shows. So this is a new FX show starting, I think, in June. And it's the story of how crack cocaine started in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all, you know, South Central LA. It looks really good. Check that out. Stranger Things 2.
Oh, yes, of course. I think this,
obviously. Game of Thrones, we already talked about.
Seasons that Making a Murderer 2 as well?
Yeah, Making a Murderer 2. Actually, I'm really looking forward to, and I don't know if you watch this, but it's more like a guilty pleasure for me, Ballers with The Rock.
Yes.
I fucking love that show.
I do. I thought season one was still better than season two, but I'm definitely sticking
Agreed.
With it.
Yeah, no, it's a good, fun show, and it's only a half hour.
So oh, God, yeah, they're really quick. You binge it in a day.
Yes.
You know, if you wait for the full 10 episodes, you can just done. It's done in a day. Bang.
Yeah,
which is quite disappointing, really.
Yeah, it is, because it's an HBO show. You don't really expect that. I don't think that'll ever change, but...
They should really do 20 episodes of that.
Probably, yeah, just to make up for the half hour.
Yeah.
Preacher season 2, I'm really looking forward to. Again, that's a comic that I think they do pretty well, although me and Cuzzy may disagree. Although he liked it, he just thought... Because he's a big fan of that comic and that graphic novel.
Oh,
so
wow.
If he listens to this, he'll know what I'm talking about. What am I missing here?
You don't watch Power, do you? So Power season 4 is out this month.
I know it's good and I love 50 Cent, but not my
Star Trek Discovery. Are you looking forward to that?
Fuck no.
Why?
I don't. You know what? I'm a giant sci-fi fan and I hate Star Trek.
What about Star Wars?
Oh yeah, come on, man. Star Wars is, you know, do you have to ask that? You should know that.
I know, but I have to ask after Star Trek, you know? I'm going to watch Star Trek because I'm sci-fi mad, and I like the latest, the films that they've been doing recently as well. They've not been bad, so I just think, you know, if they're going to just start something, it's not a reboot, it's nothing, it's actually brand new, set before Captain Kirk and stuff, 10 years before, so it's all new. So... Yeah, I'm going to give it a chance, definitely.
Okay.
Have you heard of The Gifted? I think that's a Marvel show, isn't it?
Yes.
That's starting later in the year, so I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the fall shows. So it's just basically it's an X-Men property actually. It's basically just about gifted, you know, mutants, I think.
Now, see, maybe I just missed that, but that would be, obviously that would interest me, because it's kind of like Legion. Well, but it's not like Legion, but it's kind of the same premise, or
it's
no?
It's on Fox, I think. It's going to be on Fox. And it says related shows, Legion as well.
See, I'm always hesitant about Fox, because I stopped watching Gotham, and that's just became terrible on Fox.
Oh,
but I don't,
shit.
Usually Fox,
you know,
shows for me,
Brian
I don't.
Bryan Singer?
What's that?
Bryan Singer, have you heard of him?
Yeah, X-Men Bryan Singer?
Yeah, so he's actually directing it.
Oh, so it might be worth a watch then.
Yeah, he's doing the pilot for sure.
So I would give that a watch, definitely.
Yeah, cuz it's I think it's going to be big. I think it's looking good that. And he's an executive producer too.
So he's invested in it, so it probably will be really good.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's going to do anything that's not going to be, you know, decent. So I'm looking forward to that. What else is there on my list? I think Salvation. Have you heard of that?
Not really.
Just one sentence on it. Thriller about an asteroid on a collision course with Earth and the team that tries to deflect it. So it's more spacey type.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll give that a go as well. I like that type of end of world type stuff.
I know, I kind of do too, but do you think it's been played out too much?
Yeah, probably. I just hope they have a new outlook. I mean, which network would give it the okay, right? If it was the same. If it was the,
you know,
I mean,
what's
stupid.
You know what's funny though? They put, look at all the garbage shows that they greenlight, and they have no fans. Because I don't know what these people think. Like, they're just suits, you know? They're not in touch really with reality. So.
Oh, Jesus, Suits? That's coming soon.
No.
I know, but I want to watch that as well.
Oh, I was going to say, see, you know what's funny? I see a lot of talk on my, obviously 99% of my Twitter is people from a different country. You guys love your suits. I don't get that, but
yeah,
it's a lot of people love it. It's just an average show to me, but
yeah, it's very popular. It really did go. The first season was great, to be honest. It went downhill after that when they kept twisting it and stuff. It just got unbelievable because obviously, you know, how can you get away with stuff what he's doing in that show? But the first season was just new. Mm-hmm. The premise was excellent. It was just an interesting show. But anyway, what else was there? What were you talking about before that? Before I jumped in with Suits. Oh, you were talking about. I think Cy Brundish said it a lot when he first kicked off this. He's reminded me. Oh, Gags, you're doing two podcasts. You host two podcasts that I created, pretty much Under Pressure and On the Box. And I said, well, you know what? It's mine now.
I just said
he used to say on this show that it was all Sky Atlantic. So, you know, like Sky Atlantic coming started co-producing shows with people in America and with the big studios. And before they've even been watched for, you know, even before the pilot, right? These shows have been green lit, you know, lighted for three seasons.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because you don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't matter whether those ratings are absolutely shit. They are staying because they've got the budget. The money's
coming
from Sky.
It's like pissing away money, though, you know?
It's like the Premier League, man. Sky is just ruining things.
I don't even want to fucking start on that. So.
Yeah, let's not even start on that, right, with Liverpool. But
yeah, with Liverpool, let's not fucking start that. It's already been a fucking pain in the ass.
Have you seen the 10:30 news? Oh, we missed it. We'll have to go back in a sec. But anyway.
Well, no, you know, I'll just throw it out there real quick. Somebody said that Van Dijk, they're asking for $70 million now, but that's the mirror, so I... All intents and purposes, I've heard the same thing you have, Gags, that it's done, so I'll leave it at that. So, fuck it.
Right, yeah.
I'm sick of fucking reading tweets.
I know, we're sick of talking about Van Dijk. He's not even our player.
I know.
But basically, this is one of the problems with Sky getting involved. They just basically said that there so many of these shows are getting, you know, two or three years immediately. It's just not worth it. And then they just sink after season one, but because they've got the money, that's it. So this is one of the things that you just said. Some of these shows don't even have any fan bases because even though they're so damn shit, they just never get going. So that's what's ruining it as well. You know, there's another show that's coming up, but it can't get into that network because that show that's got 3 years worth of funding is there. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it could potentially back a really good show up that you guys could potentially see because, like you said, it's a guaranteed show. I think that's crazy. I never even heard of that before.
Yeah, yes. I was saying that's how they kicked it all off. That's how they got in with all these studios that they would fund these things. They'd get Sky Atlantic would get dibs as well. So as soon as the episode's out, it's out first here as well as the same. Obviously it'll be out here first because we're 5 hours ahead. So we get first dibs on it. So stuff like that, you know, so they that's what Sky are like, oh, exclusive Sky Atlantic. Ooh, you know, it's one of those big things for them. So they're just paying through their asses for shit stuff. But anyway, that's pretty much our list, isn't it? We've pretty much nailed everything we wanted
to talk
about.
Mine. Yep.
We didn't really want to go into details on anything, just stuff that's coming up. And if you're interested, make sure you're watching. If we've missed any that you think are really, really interesting, guys, you know what? Drop us a tweet on at On The Box Podcast, at Gagstandard, or at Joe_Connors81. There is an underscore. Yes, there is.
You know my Twitter handle better than I do.
I do now. I bloody tweet it enough. Yeah. I need to go tweet the shows out, actually. Now I've forgotten to do it earlier. So I need to go do from the channel. But yeah, there's so much coming up this year in terms of good television. And there's so much stuff that I haven't seen. So I'm in for a treat, I think, with the Americans and stuff like that. Definitely going
to do me a favor. You have to watch it. I'm telling you. It'll just blow your mind away because there's been nothing like it. It's an espionage show. That's not a movie. It's just so good.
Okay, I'm definitely on it. Don't worry.
So remember how you talk Civil or Captain America, the second one,
and you guys usually that's more Rory and Stu. Love that one,
Stu. Yeah, well, this show blows that away.
Of course, of course. That's a comic book movie, and this is like going to be a proper show based on it. But
yes, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Joey. Really appreciate your time again.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. Yeah, it was fun. It's light. It's fun. We could talk about shows that we watch. And again, like you said, if anybody wants to drop us a line, hit us up on Twitter, and I'm always open to suggestions. But yeah, definitely check out some of those ones, and you can make fun of me for watching Supergirl. It's all good.
And you can take the piss out of me watching Riverdale. I think I've given my reasons really well, though, so I'm safe.
You did. They were legit reasons. Mine for Supergirl are not legit.
You don't even have your daughters as an excuse like I do.
No.
Can we just say Supergirl's fit?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
We could just say that. Yes. That's what Simon says. Yes. Simon British is. She's just hot.
Yeah.
That's why I watch
it. No, yeah, she is. There's no question about that. Yes.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. Before Supergirl comes and knocks us both out for offending her, we best go. So thank you again, Joey. And guys, we will be back very soon. We've got a Friends episode planned in the next week or so, I'm hoping. Not only that, I need to cover Billions, and there was another one on that list that I was supposed to do that I can't remember, but there's basically loads coming, don't worry, from the On The Box podcast. We will talk lots more television in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon on The Box.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.